Tell me when did you start putting together the sort of cinema displays that I think a lot of people now actually associate you with? Were you one of those kids who had a shed and glued things?
I'd say so, yeah. Making little props and replicas and stuff for a very, very long time. So it took a while to develop it and get it better, but it's better now, yeah. Well, that's kind of hopeless, isn't it? Sorry.
Let's take this from a very, very slightly different angle. You turned up at the at Conjecture 2009 in what looked like a Victorian military uniform, but with some very, very interesting accoutrement is the word that springs to mind. I didn't know that Queen Victoria had a regiment which went to Mars. How did that come about?
Well, after the original invasion of England in 1899, the retro-engineered technology that the Martians had abandoned were used by the military and scientific institutions to develop their own space travel, their own particle heat beam weapons, and we travelled to Mars and we took the war back to the Squiddy Blighters.
It is also, of course, not just revenge on the people who the creatures that invaded England in that particular book. It seems to be now, under the general heading of steampunk, a major new movement in speculative fiction. What was your first encounter with it?
I'd say probably Kim Newman novels, the sort of rewritten history of Anno Dracula and the Bloody Red Baron. I just loved the mixture of fictional and historical characters all together and rewriting history. And that led to the discovery of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which was essentially the same format. And from there, it grew into personal research of characters and historical artifacts from Victorian history, and then changing it all.
When did you realise that you were not alone in this particular fascination?
Once all my friends and acquaintances were more than happy to dress up in costumes and play a massive role-playing game involving all these characters.
And that brings me to the fact that you've got one coming up next week.
Yes, this is the fourth time we've run a live-action role-playing game based in the steampunk universe. And in this particular case, it is the maiden voyage of the lunar dirigible, the Olympia, which, for all intents and purposes, is a variation upon the Titanic theme. And it is the first tourist vessel to journey from Earth to the Moon.
Now, I can imagine that this is going to involve quite a lot of people. Who are the people who it's going to involve?
Well, primarily it's on the auspices of the Australian Costumers Guild, and but it's pretty much open to anybody who's interested in the area, although attendance requires mandatory Victorian or steampunk costume.
And I think a lot of people know what a Victorian costume looks like, and it's very attractive. Look on men and women. How does it become steampunk? What are the characteristics for you of a steampunk costume?
I find you take the very elegant sort of reference frame of either a uniform, gentleman's dress, a top hat inevitably is absolutely crucial, and then it's retrofitted with a sort of mixture of technological aspects and a sort of adventurer's style, rugged sort of leather, and brass fittings and adapted technologies to the person. So instead of perhaps just wearing a wristwatch, they have a rather substantial sort of constructed timepiece that's about 20 times the size that it really needs to be.
And you've turned up wearing objects like this. They don't quite look like brass. How do you put them together?
Found materials, anything that will work. Ideally, wooden brass in its original form is the most effective. But in lieu of that, we return to some more contemporary materials like plastics and then change them so they look like wood or brass.
And for people who want to get involved in the maiden voyage of the Olympia, Where would they start?
First of all, go to the Australian Costumers Guild website. If you Google in Australian Costumers Guild, I should be able to find your way to our website. And there are some information on the forums in regards to times, places and where. However, on the night, Saturday night, the 13th of June, at the Tin Street Community Centre in North Adelaide, and the flight takes off at 7 o'clock, and boarding begins at 6.